Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, Bill, can you flip up the next picture? Anybody remember this? May 1962. Massachusetts? Somerville. Not Ringo Bell, huh?
Babe Ruth.
What?
Babe Ruth.
No, no. That's a good one, though.
No, when he hit the
hole. No, no, it's not. This young man, his name is Everett. Is his last name? Knowles, K-N-O-W-L-E-S. He's also known as Red, which is the nickname they gave my father. So you can kind of see he's probably got that red hair going on, that freckle-faced kid going on. And he's 12 years old. This is May 1962. Now, he loved to do all sorts of things, play baseball and basketball and, you know, a typical rambunctious 12-year-old running around outside. Well, he decided one day that he was going to hop a freight train, right? Yep. So he's a runs, jumps on, gets flung off, and is thrown against a stone wall. And in being thrown against that stone wall, his arm is ripped from his body, and it's his right arm. And so this child, 12 years old, has the wherewithal to pick himself up. His arm his shirt is totally bloody, and with his left arm, keeps this arm in place and runs for help. So, police officer comes, there's an ambulance that rushes him immediately to Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. And there, the 30-year-old resident in the ER has the foresight to say, you know, we need to take his severed arm and hand, you know, arm intact with his hand, and place that in ice and put it on ice. Now, up until this point, they have never reattached an entire limb. They've always done partial. So this was the very first time ever that the reconnecting of an entire limb was going to happen. And there were 12 doctors at Mass General that successfully reattached this young man's arm. 10-hour surgery. They recognized that they were not going to be able to reattach the nerves at first. The biggest thing they wanted to tackle was the connecting, the stitching together of the blood vessels and the grafting of the skin, or that reattaching of the skin and the muscles. And they pinned the bone to the bone. And they waited. And suddenly, his hand turned pink, and the pulse returned to his wrist. 1 month later, sorry, not 1 month later, in September of 1962, so this was May, he goes for his next surgery, which is a big surgery. Now they're going to reattach the four major nerve trunks that are in his shoulder and his arm. Well, guess what? Within 4 weeks, he started to cry out and complain that he was in pain. A glorious cry to his parents. 12 months later, he began to feel sensation in his fingers. He could feel cold. He could feel hot. He could feel and touch. He could not only feel, he could move the fingers of his right hand, and he could move his wrist. 4 years later, he had the same use of his right arm as he had with his left. This arm, this hand, was successfully reconnected to the body. To the body which gives life.
the blood, the oxygen, the nutrition, the feeling, the movement. This arm, this hand could be once again useful, or what I would say, fruitful. And this arm couldn't do it on its own. It had to be delicately, carefully reattached. But you know something? This child,
Red, didn't sit around for those 12 months. They said he was out there, even though he couldn't fully use this. He did everything they told him to in exercising, and he was running around using his left arm. So that when his right arm was able to catch up to him, he hadn't missed a beat on what it was that he was doing in this time of healing. Jesus is talking to his disciples this morning, and it's hard for us. Does anybody here grow grapes? I shouldn't say it's hard for us. Is anybody here? Does anybody grow grapes here? It's quite possible someone might grow grapes. You did? Okay. Okay. So grapes, it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. You have to be very careful. The vineyard, the farmer, or the person that's taking care of the vine, right? The vine is the most important thing. And so it is where Jesus is explaining about the vine, Jesus, being the one that gives life. And if we're not attached, if we're connected, if we're not connected, if we don't abide all those words, we wither away, don't we? Just like that arm. We have to stay attached, just like that arm. And that's why Jesus says, apart from me, you have no life. Apart from me, you cannot bear fruit. And as human beings, you know, we will attach ourselves to something because we are creatures of community. So if we don't attach ourselves to that vine of life, Jesus, we're going to attach ourselves to something for sure. And as Christians, we know it is the vine of Jesus Christ that we attach ourselves to and that holds on to us and that gives us life. Because when you're unconnected, just like that arm and hand, you'll feel empty, you'll feel hollow, you'll feel like something is missing. There's death when there's not connection. Abiding, connecting, and attaching. Jesus says, I give you life, I give you purpose, I produce fruit in you. Well, Red had to do a lot of things, didn't he? In order to stay connected. Number one, I'm sure the doctors gave him things that he should and should not be doing. The very use of this branch, this arm, was vital to him. And so he did the things that the doctors told him to do so that life could pulse through his arm and his hand again. Well, Jesus gives us things that we need to do so that we can stay connected to Jesus, the vine. No, last year, in the beginning of this year, we made a commitment. I don't know if you remember. We called it our stewardship affirmation, right? We are baptized children of God, and we need to stay connected to the vine. And there were three things that we were going to work on this year, so that we could continue to have life in Jesus. Anybody remember any of them? Can anybody name one of them? It's okay. One. To give generously. To let go. Right? To let go and to give generously. Trusting in God. Because we know that this isn't ours. This is all gift from God.
So we all made a commitment on our cards, on our faith affirmation cards, in committing and giving generously this year. Do you remember a second thing?
Praying.
You're all doing it. You're all doing it. Attend, yes. Because here is the vine, the word of God, the bread, the sacrament, the body and blood of Christ. That is how we also stay attached to each other and the vine. You know, it becomes so intertwined. We're all intertwined together in community together. And we give life to each other through what Christ has done for us. We are Christ to each other. When one of us needs that word of encouragement, I see it all the time in you. I hear it from others all the time. I hear it from strangers, believe it or not, who have said to me, you know, a member of your congregation was so loving towards me. Really, where'd you see that member? In Publix. Oh, yeah, you laugh. Yes, we said that we would come together and attend, make a commitment as a baptized child to come together for two reasons. We have to stay connected and hear God's word and pray together, hear scripture, receive the sacrament to remind us, to confess together, all of those things, to sing God's praises. It's the entire liturgy of the service that we do together. But notice that when you're here and you're together, that's where our life blood comes from, our togetherness in God's word. And when you're not here, you know what? Not only do you miss not being here, but people here miss your not being here. Yeah, people forget about that part. Because we're community in Christ together. And do you remember what the third one was? We only worked on three things this year. Trust me, next year there'll be more. Do you remember what the third one was?
Share your talents
to serve joyously. Yes, serve joyously. And I see that. My gosh, these last few weeks I've been putting in our bulletin how we have been doing that financially, but also how you are serving of your time. Sometimes you do it through Living Faith as a community, and sometimes you do it outside of Living Faith. But people know through your actions and your service who you are and who you are grounded in and who you are connected to, why you are doing these things. You're not doing them to get brownie points, as they say. You're doing them out of the fruit and the love that comes from staying connected to the vine. You're an amazing, amazing group of God's people. It is 1 year ago today that we organized as a congregation. 1 year ago. 1 year ago, you called me to serve as your pastor. And that's a big responsibility. And I have never regretted one day of it. Who laughed at that? Oh. I look out at you, and it is pure joy that I get to serve with you, that we get to do this together, because it's not easy at all. Staying connected to the vine is hard when there are other vines out there vying for our connection. And they can feel stronger at times than this one. But you stay grounded. I see it, each one of you. When you're struggling, you turn to each other. You turn to Scripture. You come here. You don't stay away. And as your pastor, it is my responsibility when you stay away to say, we miss you. Come back. Just like the arm needs to be reattached to the body, we need to be reattached to the vine and to each other, and that vine being Jesus Christ. Now, We all have issues in our lives, and we saw the little ones tell me which ones to prune, and I see Dennis was like, I need to take that. Good luck with that. Let me take that. Because some of us are better vine growers than others. But we all can see very clearly what needs to be pruned away. Now, can't we? Mm-hmm. So I did the pruning. I don't know that I have the talent to take it to the next step. So, Dennis, you can take this and bring it back to health next year.
Bring it back next year.
But when we stay connected, we are more vibrant in Christ and in each other. People see the fruit that is being developed in you and in me and in us together. We don't produce that fruit on our own. It is Christ who nourishes us. It is God who prunes us back, and that pruning can hurt. But that pruning is for us. The arm and the hand can do nothing apart from the body that gives it life. You and I, we can do nothing apart from Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, God incarnate, our Creator. Let God produce and continue to produce in you amazing and abundant fruit. Amen.
Amen.